on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. You're listening to The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Woz. Brought to you by TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Back to The Big Sports Breakfast. It is 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock and we're paying tribute to the great Terry Kennedy for his contribution to this wonderful program, The Big Sports Breakfast. We're taking your SMSs and we're taking your phone calls. And a good mate of yours, TK, has rung the program this morning. I'm happy to say Channel 7 leading sports reporter up there in Brisbane, Pat Welsh, who I know you've got plenty of time for. He's a great mate of yours, great mate of mine, and he joins us on the program this morning. Morning, Patty.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Very well. Now, I know you know TK very well, and he's always been a dappy sort of dresser and a man that's, he's a guy that's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Thank you, Loz. It's been one of those mornings, Paddy.
We're just roasting the big fella this morning.
Wasted a lot of money on clothes. Oh,
tell us some of those early days, mate, when you're up there in Brisbane. You took a young fella like Terry under your wing.
Yeah, to be brutally honest, Loz, given his nocturnal activities in Brisbane over the years, this is long before Karen, of course.
Yes, long before.
I didn't think that betrayed in any way that he was ever going to get into breakfast radio. The truth was, he was normally getting home when you guys were starting work.
Well,
we had a lot of fun up there. We were there for the early days of Origin, the reign of the king up here, which were just heady days for football in Brisbane, as you well know, Loz. You were sort of part of it, but... we had a ball up here. We were just young journos, finding our way around Brisbane. I've got to say, I think things were a lot friendlier in those days. We used to hang around with the Broncos a lot. There may be a punting night every now and again and maybe a night on the drink, but I think it's all a little bit homogenised these days. Yeah. I think we were there at the best of times.
Yeah, they were great days. It was days when very much that journalists were actually very, very friendly with footballers, and that's how we sort of forged that relationship as well. Both of us, obviously, Paddy, with people like Laws and others within the rugby league world, it all seemed a lot more friendly to them. But, Paddy, only this week, you wouldn't believe it. I don't know why, but a bloke's come up and said, well, why do they call you TK? And I thought, well, that's a really strange thing to say. My name's Terry Kennedy. No, he goes, I realise that, right? He goes, but who gave you that moniker? And it was actually you.
I think I probably was. I tend to abbreviate everything.
And the strange thing was, when I first went to Brisbane, I'd come from the Sydney media market, Loz, where virtually, for some inexplicable reason, and I don't understand it, everybody seems to hate everybody in the media, and I don't understand why. Mm. But when I went to Brisbane, I was there at Channel 10, and I'm working away, and it must have been my first week, and Paddy was at Channel 7, so, I see him as a rival. Yeah. And there was Alan Thomas at Channel 9 at that particular time as well. And I remember one day, and we used to have to ring around to get all the scores, and there was the Quaffle. It was called the Quaffle, the local Aussie Rules competition. And I had these scores. I'd gotten onto the adjudicator to get the scores. And Paddy rang me one late on Sunday. We're trying to get adjudicate on all the figures and get our news bulletins to air about 5:45 before we both went on to present at 6 o'clock. Paddy goes, have you got those Quaffle scores for us? It's Paddy here from Channel 7. You've got the Quaffle scores. I've gone, yes. And he goes, well, can I have them? I've gone, oh, well. He goes, oh, no, we work together up here. And, I've gone, good as gold. And ever since then, the three of us at the rival stations all ended up having I won't even mention the racehorse we had, Paddy.
No, we had horses and dogs together. We went down that route, and we soon found the folly of our ways. But so as you know, Loz, in Brisbane, the three commercial TV stations are all based side by side over the western suburbs of the city in a place called Mount Cooper. So, we tended to sort of socialise a bit together once the news had finished. So we all became pretty good mates. I mean, it was still
competitive,
a healthy rivalry, 9-6. But after the news had gone to air at 6:30 or whatever, and there was a lot of socialising to be done in Brisbane. We were young guys. We were adept at accepting invitations if they arose. And we did spend a lot of time after hours together as well. So we became very good friends.
Yeah, and that's something that you know, us as players in my younger days, you used to...
We'd knock around.
Well, you'd hang around with the guys from the media. You had such a good relationship with them. But that's changed, hasn't it, these days?
Yeah, there's a lot more cutthroat stuff. Now, the cameras are... Honestly, I don't know. I'm starting to sound like a real old grumpy. But I think these cameras have killed it for a lot. I mean, some of the things that we saw on tours and things like that, and I know it's an old cliche, but they stayed on tour.
Yeah.
And the players could rely on us not to be letting up, you know, letting in little secrets and things like that.
No.
If there had been a,
no, if it needed to be reported on, it was reported on. But if it didn't need to be, you wouldn't.
Correct.
Yeah, look, we're sounding like we're winding the clock back. But they were great days, and I know you guys have, you know, had a forged a wonderful relationship down there as well. I think, but Loz was telling me yesterday, 21 years is fantastic in the one job. You haven't quite got me yet. I've been up here with seven for 44 years.
Oh, jeez.
They haven't been. I'm still bluffing them.
Paddy, you haven't. Have you really? 44?
44 years.
Wow.
You're a champion,
you
Pat.
Are a champion.
We thank you for that, mate. We've had many, many great times, and they will continue, by the way.
Yes.
And thanks for coming on, Paddy.
Pleasure, mate. Whatever you decide to do, I know you'll do it well, mate. And you've been a wonderful addition to the sports landscape in Australia.
You're a good man. Thank you very much for that, Paddy. Lasted a little bit longer than Paddy. He sort of used to do a bit of breakfast sports reporting as well on the radio. I think it might have been 4BC up there, but... The old nocturnal habits sort of knocked him around a bit. Yeah, well, he lasted about 2 weeks.
The first time I met Pat, I couldn't believe it, because you had the journos from Brisbane. So it was an Australian camp, and all the Queenslanders got on so well with the journos. Yeah. And then we were sort of going, well, what's the relationship? Why is it so strong? And then you go away on those tours, and then the Sydney journalists had come along with you, and everyone just got on a house on fire.
Yeah.
And it's totally different, I know, those days compared to today. But Paddy, 44 years being up there in Brisbane working for the one place in Channel 7. Such a great sports reporter, a fantastic man. And TK, if you can last in your next job for over 40 years, what will that take you to? 90? 100?
Yeah, about 90.
Will you still be going at 90?
Nah.
No, living, working.
Well, who knows? I won't be working. I won't be working. I know that. 13:53:53. We will get to some of these text messages. I do appreciate them greatly, but we do have some commitments, and one of them is Dave Stanley from tab.com.au. G'day, Dave.
G'day, TK. G'day, Loz. Outstanding to hear. All the stuff rolling through this morning, the guests. I never thought I'd come on a radio program after Pat Welsh. I grew up watching Pat Welsh.
Yeah, you would have,
in Brisbane, and grew up. We were reading the news, and you'd always see him out and about and doing the footy stories with the Broncos and the Queensland Reds and whatnot. So, but mate, everything. What I'll tell you, what I love about you, TK. What you see behind that desk every morning is the same. And punters, if you see TK out and about, you're going to see the same bloke you see on TV and here on radio. Very passionate man. And I love it. I love all your sayings. What is it, the taste of the pudding? What's your famous one you say? The proof is in the taste of the pudding?
Proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the taste, in the tasting of the
tasting of the pudding.
Yeah. It's very debatable.
Right.
It's very debatable. There's plenty of them that...
I just love it, TK. All your different sayings, and he's passionate as he loves. We'll be out having dinner somewhere when we're on the road, and you can wind him up about the football or something, and he bites. He just loves it. Or if I give him a horrific tip, he's going, throw acid on me. I'm never taking one of his tips again or something. And it's
I love it, mate.
So you know what I love? And thanks for.
I love when he likes to order a wine. He does the old. I like Chardonnay, but I'm prepared to drink anything, whatever you blokes, but I enjoy a Chardonnay. So the boys have to get a Shardy.
And he got me onto the ice and the Shardy too. I'll never forget one of the famous stories, TK, I think we mentioned on air, was when we were in Bathurst a couple of seasons ago. And we rocked up, and you had the purple cashmere sweater on that was like worth thousands of dollars you bought from Milan, and we're all in the pluggers and board shorts. But the funniest thing was the more we sort of had a wine, What TK didn't realise was he had the his prescription sunglasses with him. He didn't actually have his normal glasses, so it's 9 o'clock at night, and we're sitting there just finishing up dinner. He's walking around like Ray Charles with the sunglasses on. It was the best thing you've ever seen in your life. And but up for a photo, and that's what I'll probably miss the most. Getting out and tour with you boys.
Dave,
yes, mate.
We've never told him this. We need to tell him before we sign off. You know where I'm heading to?
Yeah, what do you...
Scone, the photo.
Oh, not really, no. You can...
tell him.
Oh, the photo.
Yes.
Yeah. you tell
sit back, TK.
Which
sit
one?
Back.
Oh,
don't
okay.
worry. Yes. I know what's coming. Born yesterday?
So very, very quickly. No, I'm with you now, Loz.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. So remember, TK, there was you had a very attractive fan that came up to you at Scone.
Which one? There were plenty.
Well, that was a G-up. Mm. So yeah. There were yeah.
So we G'd you up, mate.
Yeah.
Well, you got her to come up and say that she was a long-time fan of yours. And the next day, what about the chess was out? She didn't want a photo with you.
Please.
She wanted it with me.
Oh.
Terry Kennedy.
And
remember you said, oh, she must have seen you on Formline. And he goes, Formline? The lowest rating program I've ever been on. She must have known me on the footy show.
You can't say it's on this network.
Well, that's what you said.
I wouldn't have said that. Management, I don't think I would have said that about Formline. Never. Well, they saved a bit of money there, didn't they, getting rid of me? That's worked out well. Hey, Dave, Victorian's been extremely well supported, mate, in the Cozzy
Oscar. Yes, mate. Yeah. Yeah, into 250 for the Cozzy. Victoria has been heavily backed. There's also been some money around too for Arcadia Queen. We'll also, just really quickly before I go, because I know you're going to get a very special guest on next, but there's a venue mode offer on tomorrow. Yep. If you head to your local, you actually get your bonus bets up to fifth. So if you back a horse, have $20 on a horse on your tab app while you've got venue mode activated, and the horse runs fourth or fifth, you will get your bonus bet back up to 50. So that's enormous.
Let me tell you, that was a nice little... It was actually a bonus, a pleasant surprise last week for the Kennedy household. Good on you. Thanks for that, Dave. We'll cross back soon.
Thanks, guys.
13-53-53, the open line number on the Big Sports Breakfast. Geez, there's some stories off from off air coming through now. I don't think I would have said that about Formline, did I? That was nice. They asked me if I could come on and start this program and give it a bit of a kick along and bring all my expertise to it. A few years later,
they said...
If
you were name-dropping, you'd go, I've been on the footy show, I've been on this show.
Please stop it. It's all a G-up. Good morning, Stewie Clark.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well.
Can I tell you, that story's been running around for a while about how you pump your chest out the next day. I've been telling that to everyone. Mate, everyone in rugby league knows about that story of Terry Kennedy. It wasn't Formline, it was a footy show. Don't worry about that.
Stewie, Loz is just trying to cover up there from Scone, because I've said to the young lady, would you like, Laurie, he played football, would you like him in the photo? She goes, no, just you.
You still haven't got it, have you?
Mate,
it was
mate,
a G-up. We organised that.
Sure you did.
Mate,
happens
that,
all
mate.
The time, Loz. Happens all the time. Can't go anywhere, Stewie.
It was funny.
Apart from all of that, mate, I just wanted to ring up and say all the best, mate. It's, thank you for all your help when I've sort of strutted on in there, bit by bit. And people always say to me, what's Terry Kennedy like? He seems like a grumpy old bastard on the radio. And I said, you know what?
Grumpy old.
It's all for show. And off, as soon as the, the microphones go off, you wouldn't meet a nicer bloke. And, mate, that's probably, I heard Peter Blandy's talking a little bit earlier, and I've heard everyone come on, and that's probably the testament to Terry Kennedy that, it is a bit of fun, he likes a bit of controversy, but genuinely a very, very, very humble and nice guy that's always willing to, I suppose go that extra mile for anyone that's new or a friend or something like that, mate, and I'm proud to call you a mate.
Ah,
yeah, well said, Stewie. I think that's... I think that sums TK up. I think he's been a great friend to us all, and he has been a massive part of this program, 18 years, but he loves what he's done on the program. He'll continue to do a lot of good things in his life, but we'll always stay mates, and I'm sure that we'll have a bit of a celebration in the coming weeks with him.
I look forward to catching up, Stewie. Thanks for those kind words, mate.
Good on you, buddy, and all the best with it. I'm sure I'll catch you for a beer somewhere.
I'm sure you will. I think it's, I don't really have a drinking problem, you know. But the more you say that, right?
Well.
And now you want me to do an ad for a beer? Jono, what are you doing to me? I don't mind this, the old wingman too. It's like, you know, if you, everyone goes into the mental institution, you go, look, I'm not, there's nothing wrong with me. You sound worse, don't you? But wingman beer have got your back. And they're so excited by the new wingman mid-strength. That's my go too, mid-strength. You know that. Don't lie to our listeners.
No, I won't lie to our listeners. No, but you'll only have a couple, because then you go straight to either the champagne or the wine.
But after a couple of wingmans, wingman mid-strength, 3.5, crisp, clean, never bitter lager, they're putting out a challenge. Next time you pick up a regular beer or grab a single can of wingman 3.5%, test it back-to-back with your beer, right? So you go the old taste test beside each other.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispiest lager you've ever had, Wingman will refund your money. That's how confident they are with the mid-strength, 3.5. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed. And if you can't find it at your local, give them a call. 1-300-45-BEER. Take the Wingman challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bing Lee having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bing Lee and receive 60 months interest free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest free at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand, with a massive range from pallet jacks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Brad Davidson has actually made his way out there to Royal Randwick, where we're lucky enough for the Tab Everest to be having a crystal clear blue sky and a top temperature around that 28 degree mark. It couldn't get much better. Some would have been hoping for the rain for the likes of Pia Rata, Santa and Elena, who's fantastic on top of the ground. Let's get to Brad Davidson and have a chat. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Calm before the storm out here, boys. An outstanding day at Royal Randwick this morning, and 28 degrees. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, the track should be fantastic,
yeah.
Brad.
Yeah.
Have they put any more water on it, like last night or this morning?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm sure they'll have a cherry ripe for tomorrow. Let's just hope for a fair track. The weather's going to be perfect. The rail's back in the true position, which normally is one of the fairest rail positions at Randwick. So really hoping that every horse gets their crack tomorrow. You don't want a biased track. So fingers crossed for that. And it's going to be a cracking Everest, isn't it? I mean, it's the best edition by far of the three so far, and a very, very open race.
Yeah, well, I guess we get down to it now, mate. We've been analysing it for 12 months. It's time to try and find the winner. After all the speed maps have been done and after all your studies been done, how do you see the race unfolding?
Yeah, look, I actually think I'm with Parada. I know you said you would have liked a bit of cut out of the ground. He probably would, but he's still pretty good on top of the ground
as well.
And I actually think the barrier draw is good for him. I think it's good. I think a lot of people have forgot about his speed and the fact that I think he's one of the bigger winners out of the draw, because he can actually use his speed now to be probably midfield fence here and just pinching all the gaps through the field. I thought I was with Santa Ana Lane before the draw, but I think he's the loser out of the draw because he's going to probably be back last on the fence. And look, he might try to grab Parada's back, but he might also be another pair back than that, because I really think that Parada can hold a spot midfield and produce that dazzling finish that he does. I think the best roughie in the race, guys, is his international 10 sovereigns. I've spoke to a lot of international experts, and they're all telling me that his time form rating is as good as Parada's. There's only one better in the field, and that's Santa Ana Lane, and yet he's going around $23, $26. His July Cup win was arrogant, and if he comes and produces that, everyone's saying he's US Navy flag times two. Well, he's a much better horse than US Navy flag. That's what they're all telling me. Good track, perfect. He can roll along. He can come across, build into the race. And I think at $26, he's the best value in the race.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me about that, Brad, I reckon every international horse comes out here. That's what they all say about them.
You're probably right, but this bloke's had a huge rap on him for some time. Yeah. And I know he was well beaten last time out. He's a bit hit and miss, sure, a lot of them are. But he's the type of horse that if he turns up here on his A game, he can win this. You know, on his best ratings, he's right there, like I said, with Parada, with Santa Ana Lane. So I've got to have him somewhere in the mix for sure.
I hate to tell you this, Brad, and all our listeners, but Loz will confirm it. I've been spruiking for a long, long time about Victorum, but now the price is gone.
It has gone, but I think it's still okay, boys. I think the $4 before was obviously a gift, and I've actually marked him closer to $2.20, so I still think the $2.50 is worth a bet. I took it last night, and look, I just think with even luck, he's extremely hard to beat. He's a genuine group horse, probably up against what I think is mainly benchmark-listed horses here. I think if he gets any luck at all, I think he's the bet of the day, race 5, number 1, Victorum.
What's your next best after Victorum?
The other ones for me, boys, race 4, number 5, Betcha Flying. It's going to be right in the mix. Loved her. I think she's going to eat up 1,400 metres here tomorrow. I think, look, the map's a little bit tricky. She's going to be out the back, but I think she'll be surging home. The two best roughies for me, race 3, number 7, Zardora. I think he should have won his past four starts. He's absolutely flying, nice and fresh in the highway where there's plenty of speed. And race 9, number 8, Nerf Bosque there in the St. Ledger. Had no luck at all. Taken out of the race last time. Blinkers go on. His run two back was as good as Gaelic Chieftains, and you're getting $18, $19 here. So they're the main tips for me. Boys, just wanted to echo all the thoughts from everyone. TK, you're an absolute legend. You've been the glue of the show for 18 years. I wanted to wish you all the best, and thank you for the opportunity to be part of the program. It's a tremendous privilege, and really looking forward to it. And Loz, I know you've had no luck at all with your support for this Viking clap, so thought we'd sign off here this morning with a bit of support, my show of support to you with this anyway, mate. Here you go.
Brad Davidson, love him. See, he's on board. That's why he's the best tipster in the business, Terry, because he understands the audience. He understands the crowd.
You've got your request.
That's what I've got. At Randwick,
the
Viking
Theatre
Club.
Of the Dream.
That's where it happens. I told you to take off. I've got 12 months to get my proposal ready. Don't worry. I'll present the Racing New South Wales next year.
He did give you the big fend off, though, Pete Volandis.
He did. No, but he gave me a slight.
No, no love.
There was a slight opening.
No, there was no love.
There was. He said, in 12 months' time, we might look at it.
We might look at it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's an opening.
He brushed you.